back to the NutraMedical Report. We're live for Wednesday, the 7th. And, of course, we welcome your call-ins, 800-313-9443. Our call back 800 number's working again. And if there's any specific topics you want us to cover or issues you want to raise, you can do it on air. You can just email. Of course, the election is really heating up now. The number of votes ahead in the independent votes category in terms of people that are registered to vote but are independent, 49% are voting Trump, 20% less, 29% for Hillary. Hillary had a very bad coughing spell, and of course she tries to cover it up by saying she just upped her antihistamine. This is not allergies, people. It's most likely a Capitan cough, which is due to an ACE inhibitor, causing her to have a tremendous cough because she's got hypertension. We know that she had a transverse clot in her cavernous sinuses in her head, which is extremely rare unless you have a very bad inflammatory hyperviscous blood disorder, which means she's at extremely high risk of a stroke or other serious inflammatory changes occurring to her blood vessel. So, you know, like a vasculitis, like a disorder. So she's trying to cover up her health issues. It's not going to work. She's definitely not going to keep up the next 2 months without having major gaffes and problems. And when she gets head-to-head, this debate that's going to occur today is not really a debate at all. It's just a question-and-answer session with two people, one out back-to-back after the other. And I don't know if they're going to do hardball questions, but yesterday, I think something like 76 admirals, generals, et cetera, voted and endorsed as the commander-in-chief, Donald Trump, President Trump, I have to refer to him. From now on, we shall not address Mr. Trump, who is head of Trump Corporation. He is now President Trump, in my words. And if we speak it into reality, it's going to help. We were trying to track down Harley. He has just moved to Berlin, and I don't know if he's caught in traffic there, but good. Harley, we have a number of topics to cover, and I'm sure that while we're focused on our belly button here with what's going on with Hitlery and Obama and his latest coming back from G20 and being disrespected by all the Asian countries, they didn't even put a ladder up to the Air Force One. He had to escape through the back hatch of the aircraft. There's a good reason for it, isn't there? And the fact that he is such an incompetent and ineffective president means our allies don't trust us, and our enemies don't fear us. It's a bizarre situation, and in fact, he makes enemies of allies. This guy is out of his mind, isn't he?
I wouldn't say he's an incompetent president. I'd say he's an evil, satanic figure who's doing exactly what he's supposed to do.
Well, I think he's actually correct. I think I used a metaphor there because people don't want to believe the alternative. They don't want to believe he's an evil, satanic character. I think he actually is the most successful evil president we've ever had, deconstructing systematically, like supporting Black Lives Matter, deconstructing America. How's that?
I think it's important to make that distinction because what he's done could not be done by incompetence.
Right.
Even an incompetent is right once in a while.
Right.
And Obama has consistently taken a course which has damaged the security of our nation and our allies, which has damaged the economy of our nation and our allies, and he's pushing right up to the last minute. And while this election campaign continues, in my opinion, to be really not worth focusing on at this point, because the reality is that we're headed in terrible shape to a handoff to Hillary. You see, I think that what people have to realize is that while there are some redeeming qualities in Trump, there are none in Hillary. But Hillary also has the full backing of an establishment which is going to do everything they can to put her in power, the same way they put Bush in power and the same way they put Obama in power.
Right. In other words, they're going to manipulate everything. In fact, apparently one of the things I read this morning on Drudge was that Hillary spent $10 million getting, quote, new emigres into America. I mean, come on now, really. You know, sure, I guarantee you there's going to be so much voter fraud and multiple voter registrations in many districts. There's like 6,000 or 7,000 districts that have electronic voter systems and we call lax voter systems. And they have a lot of money on the ground. What Hillary's been doing is raising from her billionaire club lots of money to make sure they, quote, get the vote out, which means voter fraud, voter multiplication, all kinds of crap, because she can't fill a gymnasium, let alone when compared to Trump, who can fill a stadium. Plus, it's just disgusting.
What they're trying to do is, on the one side, they're telling people who are Trump supporters, don't worry, Hillary's so bad, Trump is going to win. They're telling Hillary supporters she's going to win in a landslide. And in the meantime, as long as voting machines are controlled by the enemy, then you don't know if you're going to get an honest vote. Now, in the meantime, that's why what I focus on is what can we do to break the power of this elite?
Well, we need to actually have – I'm going to get Roger Stone on. We're going to talk about putting an injunction against electronic voting across the country. That needs to happen right away because we can make the power of the elite by individuals. But if Hillary gets in with her regime, it's going to be like the totalitarian regime during the peak of the Soviet Union. It's going to be awful.
But the way to break the power of the elite is to attack their weakness, which is the financial system, which is a fraudulent system, which is not – it's not even taking care of them. Take a look. We talked about this a little bit last week. But what's happening with the Obamacare, people are missing the real point as to why these insurance companies are opting out. They're losing a little bit of money because the Obamacare is putting a lot of sick people onto the rolls of insurance companies and healthy people are not signing up. Right. But that's not the issue. The issue is the insurance companies need tons more money because they're part of the speculative bubble. They're sitting there holding bad debt that's unredeemable, and they need cash. And they're trying to blackmail the administration into letting them have 60 to 70% rate hikes or to just dump it completely.
Yeah, so you're saying that, in other words, it's like the big banks where there's no wall like Glass-Steagall. The big health institutions, which, by the way, people need to understand this. Healthcare in the United States alone is bigger than the next five industries on the entire planet. That means oil industry, high-tech industry, everything you can talk about, the next five industries on the entire planet, including China, Europe, and elsewhere, are not as big as American healthcare. And if they're speculating on that pool of money, you can imagine the hundreds of trillions of dollars that's literally speculated into a situation where now because they can't get any money, they have to extract it from the dead and dying.
And remember, in 2008, it was not just Lehman, it was AIG, which was an insurance company and a reinsurer. In other words, one of the companies that was selling insurance on derivatives. Now, most of these insurance companies are flush with cash. You know, look at what Anthem was offering, what, $34 million for Cigna.
Probably a billion. We got to remember the B word, right?
The other one was offering $57 billion for another one of them, Cigna, I think. So what you have is these companies have huge amounts of money. They're trying to consolidate because they need to have a flow of funds that's centrally deployed so they can back up the bankruptcy of the system with fresh cash. Now, they couldn't get enough from the government subsidies and the poor people who bought into Obamacare and ended up paying for a worthless product. That wasn't enough to cover the burgeoning debt. So that's why they're getting out of it.
So what you're saying is, and this is even more serious than I thought, what you're saying is the blow to healthcare and Obamacare is tied to the international derivatives market, and it's about to blow. In other words, it's like you're watching the movie Moby Dick, and Moby's going to blow. He's going to hit the side of the ship. And people don't get it. They don't realize that mama and papa's health insurance that's keeping them alive may just disappear.
Well, and it will disappear in the same way people's savings disappeared when their savings were plowed into their houses. Their houses were then overvalued. Rating agencies approved it. New mortgages were written. A whole new flow of funds, some government-backed, some not government-backed, was suddenly available. And then when the prices collapsed, who took the loss?
So in other words, besides mortgages, health insurance is almost like a mortgage. When someone buys health insurance, it's like buying a mortgage, which in Latin means death grip. So you create a whole new pool of cash by having forced customers through Obamacare.
Well, if you go back at the modern origin of this bubble, the bubble system, it was Michael Milken who built up the junk bonds as a way of extracting cash from people who had cash, including organized crime networks and others, to take over companies. And then what they would do is they would dump the debt, which would mean they would cut off the pensions, they would loot the research and development, they would shut down branches of industry, and take the pool of money and run.
Wow.
Now, when that got too hot, they blew that up in 1987. Rudy Giuliani played a role in that, and his role was not an honorable one. They did a 97-count indictment against Milken, convicted him on four counts, and left him with $1.5 billion.
Wow.
And then they legalized the system, because that was when Greenspan came in. They relaxed regulations. They went ahead in 99 with repealing Glass-Steagall, and we've seen one bill after another favorable for speculators. Now, insurance companies they always have a cash flow. The question is their cash flow enough to cover their costs that they're incurring for health insurance and life insurance when people die? Now, since they don't have a consistent flow of money because they ran out of customers at a certain point because they priced themselves out of the market, what happened then? Well, they started going into risky investments. They became part of Bank of America and right. Merrill Lynch and others' pool of money.
Right.
And that's why Obamacare was pushed through, to give a government bailout in the form of a subsidy to insurance companies. And as the debt bubble grew, that is, their obligations grew, and their ability to fund them shrank, even Obamacare wasn't enough. So that's why the insurance companies are pulling out. And this shows the point that LaRouche made from the beginning. Obamacare was not about providing health care, and you and I have been discussing this for years.
Oh, yeah, we know it was another scheme, is what you're saying, a financial scheme.
Well, it was a scheme to bail out companies financially and to destroy the health care system and kill off people who were sick and were weak and were elderly and needed the help.
Right.
To kill them off. It was a useless eater's policy.
It's called a eugenocide insurance.
Exactly. And remember the guy we called Ezekiel Emanuel.
Yeah, he deserves a name, Ezekiel.
And he was the chief advisor to Obama on health care. And he said, no one has a right to live 70 years. That's a long enough life. And he was saying from the beginning that you can use Obamacare for austerity, for cutting costs at the end of life. Now, most, as you know, Dr. Deagle, most of the costs in medicine are at the end of life when people really do need help.
Right.
And that's really why you buy insurance. You buy insurance because you might get a cold or the sniffles or the flu or even, break a leg or something. You buy it because you may need long-term care when you get older.
Or you may need a major intervention, so you get an extra number of months or years of life, and you try to extend. I call it your lifespan, your deathspan. You're trying to extend your deathspan and hope it's not so miserable that you want to live.
And the intent of Obamacare was to cut that off to make sure that the for-profit medical industry, including the health insurance companies, including the giant medical corporations, that they're the ones who get the cash.
Well, what it did is, Obama, the very first action he took was the Montreal Protocol to reinstitute paying for abortions around the world, including his home country, Uganda. The real issue, or Kenya, I mean, the real issue of Obamacare was setting up eugenicide, and these death panels are postnatal abortion. Let's call it what it is.
And this is why people don't understand that when you're dealing with Obama, you're not dealing with a figure who is a megalomaniac. He is a megalomaniac. He is a narcissist. But that's why he was chosen. The people who chose Obama needed a cold-blooded killer, a guy who would send a drone into a wedding party and then deny that there were civilian casualties or say that if there were sufficient civilian casualties, they shouldn't have been at the wedding.
Right. And not only that, they said to have a second strike. So he instituted the second strike policy, which means the EMTs trying to save people who are bleeding out. You blow the EMTs up and their ambulances as well.
Yeah. Now, that's Obama. Yeah. That's the same Obama who ran with Hillary Clinton, the Libya operation,
right,
to murder a political leader who was actually improving the living standard of his population. They
right.
killed him. They put an al-Qaeda force in a dual power position, and they used that al-Qaeda force through Benghazi to arm the terrorists in Syria. Obama, in his meeting with Putin in China, continued to say the United States will not work with Russia if Russia is going to continue to support Assad. In other words, Obama is saying, unless you join us in carrying out an illegal coup against an elected president, we will not work with you against terrorists. Now, Putin said correctly, we still want to work with America. It's just that we don't see a way that that's going forward with Obama. However, the Russians are still working with Kerry. The Russian military is working with some sections of the U.S. military. It's not just to avoid U.S.-Russian forces shooting at each other. There is a joint effort to get at the core of the terrorists. Unfortunately, some of Obama's appointees now at the Joint Chiefs of Staff are with Obama in supporting al-Qaeda. That's why...
It's schizophrenic is what you're saying. It's a schizophrenic approach where parts are supporting our... Yeah.
It's worse than schizophrenic. It's downright evil. And that's why what I think is important is that we keep, you and I, at least when we talk, keep our focus on the real evil forces. What are their weaknesses, the strategic flanks we can use to get them, and work on that? Because if we could bring down this current banking system through Glass-Steagall and then go to a credit policy which actually finances real production, the U.S. could then join with the Asian countries that Obama was trying to strong-arm into going with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They're all moving away from that. They're all
China's not part of the TPP, is it?
Well, the TPP was set up to undermine China.
Exactly. So the point is, this is a form of economic World War III, the TPP that Obama's pushing. People don't get that. They don't really realize. People in the average don't realize the TPP, which even now Hillary and Kane, who supported it, are saying, at least on the surface, they don't.
They're still supporting it.
I know they do. They're liars.
Dr. Bill, here's the thing that your listeners need to know. There was a conference in Hangzhou, China this last week, the G20 conference, where Obama was on the sidelines. Right. No one wanted to meet with him. Erdogan met with him for 20 minutes. He had a two-hour meeting with Putin because Putin was trying to actually talk with him. President Xi just shook his hand. Duterte, the president of the Philippines, called Obama a son of a bitch, and then the White House canceled the meeting they had.
Right.
So the Obama was there in China to tell the world, don't go with the Chinese policy. Now, what were the Chinese offering? They were saying, we have a win-win proposition. We want to join through investment policy, through banking policy, with you to build your economy in conjunction with ours. And do it with technology, do it with transportation, communication, the most advanced systems. And countries, including Japan, including South Korea, were very receptive. Abe, the Japanese prime minister, met with Putin for 2 hours. And they're talking about major reallocation of resources of Japan to help with Russia's Far East development. There's even a possibility that the Chinese and Japanese will get together now. And Obama had a last-minute meeting with the Korean President Park and with Abe to try and reverse the damage. But Abe said, we're not that interested in the TPP because we want openness with China as well.
Right.
And Obama's trying to exclude China with this Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Yeah, but, you know, what people don't understand, the tete-a-tete going back and forth over China trying to put these islands in. In fact, the new Philippine president actually wants to negotiate with China to co-develop the resources in the South China Sea. That'll solve the problem.
Yeah.
But
and he said
instead,
Obama interfered.
Right. And instead, he interferes not only that, he takes it as a challenge for a prelude to a World War III in the South China Sea. I mean, you got to be kidding.
Yeah.
He's not incompetent. He's evil.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Okay, I guess I did get it wrong. That we do have the number still not working. So the number to call in, 512-716-1603 or 512-716-1883 or 512-716-1897. So again, the first numbers are 512-716. The numbers are 1603, 1883, or 1897. So I stand corrected. Arlie, let's continue. That was very important. I think I play the devil's advocate, which, by the way, I think that Obama qualifies as a senior minion of the devil. And the man doesn't even accidentally do something right, which is your point was really, really well taken. I mean, it's brilliant. And what we have right now is a situation we have to have strategy, whether Trump gets in or not, to disable the globalist move, because it's literally going to end the human race. I mean, the kind of things that we're heading toward, financial war, which is a TPP, and its prelude to a physical conflict with China and Russia, is very real. The economic devastation that's come to America because of bad policies that are purposely in place, the bad health care, which is literally eugenicide. I mean, everything that has happened in the last 8 years, Hillary will do it even worse. As she said in February of 2015, she won't have her hand off the tiller like Obama. So she's even criticizing the guy she's going to replace if she gets in, God help us. We need to marshal our resources in every way, prayer, action, trying to push the financial alternative with Glass-Steagall, et cetera, because these are very dangerous times, aren't they?
I think in the discussion I had with Lyndon LaRouche the other day, he just said that people have to step back for a moment from what they think they know and imagine what would happen if nuclear war were unleashed?
Right.
And most people have trouble doing that because they know it's so crazy. But then they turn around and say, well, Obama's crazy. And then they assume he wouldn't do something that could trigger nuclear war. And LaRouche's point was that most of us are walking around in the same way before World War One, people did sleepwalking into World War One.
Yeah, they didn't see the signs that were right in front of them for not just months, but even years that it was coming.
Same thing with World War II, because the same principles, the British royal family, the British financial system, and their American counterparts with the Harrimans and the Bushes were funding Hitler. And they deluded themselves to think Hitler would go against the Soviet Union first. And they didn't realize that Hitler was not that stupid, and he turned against the West first. So you have precedents that show that the unexpected can happen, both good and bad. Unexpected good things can occur, but they usually occur when you have good people fighting over time to make ideas acceptable. Now, the idea of Glass-Steagall, when we first started fighting to repeal the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act, which got rid of Glass-Steagall, people just were blank. They had no idea. Very few people understood Glass-Steagall. Now you have a movement in both parties, in the business community, among editorialists, op-ed writers, diplomats, and others internationally for Glass-Steagall.
Right.
We fought to put that forward. Now, what's to say that in the lame duck session, if Obama comes in trying to push through the Trans-Pacific Partnership, there couldn't be an alternative of Republicans and Democrats saying, we want to push through Glass-Steagall. If that happened, we might be able to stave off a global financial collapse and start resolving the financial crisis that's been building for 45, 50 years.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have to fight to put these ideas into circulation, into discussion. And it doesn't matter whether they're in the daily news discussion or not. When you and I first started talking about Glass-Steagall, no one else was talking about it. Now it's a common discussion, although people still don't understand it.
Yeah.
Glass-Steagall is just a simple point that you have to have banking which is protected, in which deposits are protected, and in which banks are able to take risks to invest in physical production and research and development,
Right. Scientific
and technological advances.
What you're saying basically is we've had a decrease in the velocity of credit to real production of the real economy. We've had an acceleration for many years now of the artificial economy where you can make three times the money by speculating on something that doesn't exist.
100 times.
Yeah, I'm just using a small number, but you're right, a lot. Crazy. Back in a minute, we have a caller, Jeff in Idaho. Stay right there, Jeff. We'll be back in a second.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some joint aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Jeff in Idaho. Jeff, I know sometimes you rattle off your statement real fast. I want you to go a little slower this time because you're a pretty smart guy and you make some amazing statements. Tell us about the background of this quote from Anna von Rietz.
I'm trying to tie together your conversations from the 15-year video about war over Asia that Harley brought in a few weeks ago, and also Leo Agami's work. This is a Chrislam comment that ties in the Pope's first ecclesiastical law when he came in trying to clean up the Vatican Bank issues while Benedict was didn't accept his resignation that Leo talks about in his the last Pope book.
Right.
But the book is called "You Know Something's Wrong When," an American affidavit of probable cause, and this is essentially how the banking empire has taken over since the Civil War. And has basically used fraudulent legal tender laws to basically flood the world with the system that the Rothschilds are funding now that Harley's talking about right now.
Right.
Here's the paragraph. It says, Pope Francis has taken major steps toward correction of the church and the church's administration of the global trust estate. He has rewritten the International Criminal Code and held the lawyers and judges and clerks who are primarily responsible for the maladministration of justice liable for their acts and omissions, the Mota Pari of July 11, 2013, he has undertaken an exhaustive global diplomatic mission seeking to establish an honest banking system, the BRICS Initiative. Most of all, he has sought to keep the peace and avoid any conflict among the religions supporting the law of the land, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, which should stand together against the cult of mystery of Babylon instead of being hoodwinked into fighting each other and letting their enemies profit from their mutual destruction. Meaning that this is essentially how the central bankers have basically used the Bible to basically have an end times false scenario to basically bring their new world order in and one world central bank.
Are you trying to say that Pope Francis is a good guy and he's trying to support the BRICS?
What I'm saying is that this lady wrote this book and published it on June 14th, 2015, and it was the same time that Leo was writing his last Pope book, and it's on page 51, and if you study it, it's very interesting that this is the background of this, because this lady exposed the birth certificate fraud that is worldwide for doing the IS cheating that we talked about to Leo on Clint Richardson's book, strawmanstory.info, how they're basically using the birth certificate to basically make the person not a man, but a human under UN law, and they don't have inheritable property, and so everything is registered.
Well, here's my point. The Pope supports Agenda 2030 and the UN agenda, which is globalism. He supports things which are directly against the human race.
Right.
In fact, he's coming up with an encyclical supporting Satan as the god of this earth. So the Pope is not a good guy. In fact, the best description of this Pope, don't interrupt me, is he is the false prophet.
Right.
He's not a good guy. And in fact, what you have to understand is that he's going to come out trying to say things that are going to, quote, try to save the world from economic devastation and destruction, bringing these religions together, including Chrislam. But Chrislam is an amalgamation of globalist endeavors and extreme Islam, so they can bring about a period of false peace so that peace can come together. People didn't understand that the financial system was originated by the Vatican and the Jesuits. There was some tension with them, with the kings of Europe, because they had funded the wars in the Middle Ages and decided they wanted to kill the top Jesuit, which is, you know, Godfrey de Bouillon. And when they did these things, the Jesuits went sort of underground. This Pope is probably one of the most evil men that's ever drawn breath on the planet. And the fact that they're trying to say they're trying to prevent war and religious conflict between the various religions is so vile, it's hard to believe. So the quotes by these people are trying to cover up the fact that at the last meeting last September, 70-plus world leaders, along with the Pope and Obama, declared Agenda 2030. And if you read a text by line by line, it's so damned evil, your hands burn if you hold a paper.
Oh, I agree with that. All I'm trying to do is connect Leo's work with this July 11th, 2013, 12-page first legal law that the Pope brought out, and to try and break through whatever disinformation is being created by the Babylon banksters to keep their credit system for a one-world bank.
Remember, the Babylon banksters are under the Vatican. The world financial system is under the Vatican. In 1293, the King of England, when being coronated, had the Pope kick his crown off his head when he leaned forward to bow before the Pope. And the reason is, he said, I own your entire kingdom. Every royal family in Europe, and it's passed now through the banking system, every banking system on the planet, literally, comes back ultimately to the Vatican. And the reason that they're breaking free is we have communist China, and Russia's broken free from the system trying to develop the BRICS. And what's going on right now, we're trying to cow them, which is why Dilma Rousseff has been removed from power, is because, you know, it wasn't because of, quote, some level of corruption in the Brazilian government. It's because she countered the bankers. That's why they're even using climate warfare against Brazil. That's why they're using climate warfare against the Muslim nations, driving them for the last 20-plus years out of their natural homes into large cities and now Hiraj into Europe. And the Vatican is pushing it, even though for every dollar spent in the West and in Europe, they could help 12 people in their own home country, which I'm sure they would prefer to be. I can tell you what's going on right now is the globalists are using, like a whore, the religion of Islam to destroy the Middle Eastern people and to put the world into a state of chaos where people like George Soros want to destroy all national borders. They think it's an abomination. They've convinced a number of young people, including those supporting Bernie Sanders, that having borders is evil. That's how crazy this is.
I understand that. I just say that this one paragraph in this one book, if you study this thing, I think that this is a trajectory that's the back channel that's really going on. And that's really
of course,
all
I agree with you. I agree with you. So, okay. Harley, I want to get your response to this, because people need to know that this is multi-level space chess. This is really scary stuff. And they're really close to the culmination of this disaster, aren't they?
You should take a look at what's happening with the Italian banks right now, because to the extent that the financial system has bought into the derivative operations as a way of extending their power and increasing their profits, even while they're destroying physical production, they've created zombie banks. And this is not, you know, the Vatican has played a role. There was the BCCI, there are other connections. But this is bigger than the Vatican. This really goes to the old families, the old banking families of Europe, and now the banking families of the U.S. with the J.P. Morgans and the Rockefellers as the connections. But here's the point. That whole system is blowing apart, and the Russians and the Chinese opted out of it. And the Chinese have been successful in it. The Indians are now out of it. They're being successful.
Yeah, temporarily they're successful. What I see happening is, although we think it's a natural process, that, oh, too bad, the system's blowing apart, it's like a tar paper shack in Haiti where somebody's jumping on the roof to break the roof through. They want to blow the system up. They're trying to blow the system up. And I really think that when they blow it up, their alternative is a biometric world currency, otherwise in the Bible known as the mark of the beast.
No, they're trying to, at this point, they're trying to save the system because you have an alternative system coming into place.
No, they're temporarily trying to save it or appear to save it as if they're powerless, but in fact they're trying to blow it up because they have the alternative, vile than ever. A complete electronic system where it's biometric and there's no money in your pockets, all by divots in their supercomputer.
Well, they think they have an option. The point is that they couldn't take over the BRICS. They couldn't force the Russians and the Chinese to go along with them. And right. So that's why their option is war right now, which will blow up the system. It'll probably destroy the human race. Now, the important thing is that there are a handful of people in the Vatican. There are a handful of people in various governments, including Germany, France, Italy, and the United States, who are not satanic lunatics and who recognize the danger, but they don't have the power to do something about it. The only ultimate power to change this is if the populations rise up against it.
Exactly.
And the problem is that most of the population has been dulled to the point that they don't even see the crisis or understand it except for themselves.
Right. Your point is very important, because really the ultimate power is the citizens, not even their elected officials. If we decide not to participate in this evil, it won't happen. But because people are walking around like zombies, it's continuing, isn't it?
Let me just amplify this point for a moment. I did a radio show the other day that took 10 call-ins. And every single one of them, all they wanted to talk about was silver, silver, silver. Isn't this an alternative? Isn't this the way out? And at a certain point, the host said, look, I've been investing in silver for years, but I realized something. All the silver in the world won't guarantee that you're going to have a place to buy food or to have energy. You've got to have an intervention politically. Now, the point that I made is the reason everybody was being herded into a personal survival attitude is because they've given up on the possibility of an alternative politically.
That's a very important point, because a lot of people they're taken off to Panama or New Zealand. In fact, I heard that New Zealand real estate's going nuts with people trying to say, we're just getting out of the Northern Hemisphere.
Not to mention Costa Rica.
Right.
But here's the point. What we've done as a poor organization financially, as a small organization, we've intervened with the power of ideas, ideas that work.
Right.
And that's why if people gave up their cynicism and their fear and decided to work with us to force the issue of Glass-Steagall and to do it as a measure against Obama, against the leadership of the Republican Party that's working with Obama and Hillary, namely Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, they're working with Obama on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, on the TTIP for Europe. they're a bunch of corrupt people controlled by the same global financial interests.
Right.
Glass-Steagall would minimally take a huge – would be a huge blow to those financial elites. It wouldn't finish them off, but it would be the step that needs to be taken to force them into a defensive posture where they can be defeated.
Yeah, they'd be sidelined. In other words, they'd have a figurehead but no functional power is what you're saying.
That's right. And at that point, you could find people in the United States and first before the United States in Europe who would go along with the BRICS, would go along with a new financial architecture, which is based on production, which is based on science, and not based on funny money, speculation, Ponzi schemes, and austerity looting of the population.
Right.
Going back to what we were talking about first, the Obama health care, that was a looting policy that was modeled on Hitler's approach to the useless eaters, killing off of the enemies of the state, enemies of the corporate cartels.
Wow.
That's Obama's policy.
That's amazing, isn't it?
So instead of sitting there and accepting it and saying, well, I'm going to buy silver and guns and beef jerky and live on my underground and try to survive, let's use that energy to push through the legislation that destroys this network.
Right.
And that's why LaRouche has focused on Glass-Steagall as a political weapon.
Well, you can't revise the currency system. For example, we have the Fed Reserve System. If they're going to audit the Fed, the first step has to be Glass-Steagall. Next is audit. The third is to actually take over and start coining our own money and wipe out the interest paid against the Fed Reserve, which is neither federal nor reserve.
Which means you're attacking the private banks that use the Federal Reserve to control the currency and debt of the country in violation of the Constitution.
Right. And when they do this, they do an interesting thing. It's like you have a blood donor, but you take so much blood from them, the blood donor starts to die. And what they've done is now decrease the velocity of credit and cash so much that the real economy is dying.
It's on its death's door.
And
the point is, it's very difficult to revive an economy that's been put through this kind of austerity wrecking process.
Right.
We still have an opportunity to do it, but we're losing ground every day.
You lose people that are entrepreneurs or have the psychic and the physical and the emotional educational energy to re-participate and reintegrate into an economy.
And the skilled labor force, the machine tool worker, the tool and die worker, we're losing them.
Right, and when you lose them, it's not easy. It takes generations to regenerate that.
Well, it's like in agriculture. You know, you can go to Texas A&M and learn agriculture, but it's a lot better to grow up on a farm if you want to be a good farmer.
Yeah, what I see happening is going to take a lot of time to repair. It won't just be one or two terms of presidency of Trump or Trump-like presidents. It's going to require a change of the psychic position of the population that we're not going to delegate our power to people that are irresponsible or evil.
It's a change in the self-conception of the American people back to the kind of quality that fought for independence and fought for establishing a government, which, while not all-powerful, was powerful in defense of the people against private interests.
Right. And in fact, that's the Hamiltonian system we've talked about repeatedly.
Absolutely. And I'm glad the caller brought up the storm over Asia, because that was LaRouche's work that outlined essentially what became the war on terrorism. LaRouche forecast that under a Bush-type administration, we would see permanent warfare in Southwest Asia.
Right. And this is all by design. Remember, 9/11 was a war game simulation. I met with the FBI and CDC director 6 months before 9/11 because we were going over details of the 1997 Operation Top Off and Dark Winter, because I had presidential-level security clearance and worked under Reserve Admiral Hughes as a point man under Operation Top Off and Dark Winter in Denver, Colorado. So when I was sitting down with the director of infectious disease from the VA and the University of Colorado, and the FBI and CDC director, they told me there was going to be war game simulations in New York City in the fall. So we need to understand everything about this, everything about 9/11, which is coming up very soon, within days, is a prelude to an even bigger catastrophe. But the problem is everything since then, including Obamacare, the rise of Obama actually coming into political office, the continuation of the false war on terror, where we actually support ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra, Al-Qaeda, etc.
And support the Saudis.
and support the Saudis. And, of course, the Saudis, in the 28 pages, they even suppressed them. Even though Obama, when he first came in, said, I'm going to release them, he didn't want to release them, even though it was a tiny little edge of what Saudi Arabia was doing in collaboration with the Israeli Mossad nuclear division and the CIA to do 9/11, which is a controlled demolition. In fact, the European Europhysicists came out this week with a final report that says, absolutely, the World Trade Center towers were brought by a controlled demolition, period. Okay? Now that's over. The people need to understand this. This government is so evil it'll kill 3,000 of its own citizens and cause the death of 45 to 70,000 in lower Manhattan because of the toxic heavy metal and other pollution, radiologic pollution that occurred there. And people don't understand that our government's so evil, they will promulgate a false war and invade and destroy a country, Iraq, when Colin Powell is coming up with all this false narrative. And at the same time, they'll continue it with Obama trying to do regime change in Libya and now Syria. And Russia says, yet. And we're so close to World War III, it is disgusting.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
And welcome back. Some of the latest news that's going on now, if we go to drudgereport.com, is a poll. Trump has hit 19 with military, 19 points. That's amazing. Carville freakout, fake votes, election chaos. Of course, we know that that the Diebold and a lot of the electronic voter fraud and much of the billionaire money that's contributed to Hillary Clinton's campaign is to get the vote out, including false votes. So don't be surprised if they still try to steal the election, even though she can't fill a gymnasium, let alone fill a stadium. It's just disgusting. Then her coughing spell, she continues to say she's got allergies. Come on now. This is just not true. So what we're seeing happening is insane. I want to see what the outcome of this so-called question-answer period, because it's not a debate. They're not going to be head-to-head asking questions of each other. It's going to be a so-called journalist asking them questions. With the military endorsement of Trump, I think you're going to see, if Hillary does try to steal the election, a major amount of civil and other conflict in this nation has never been seen before. So, and I think, I think we may have an open mic back at the studio. Because I can hear some music and stuff in the background there. So what we're dealing with now in the election cycle is things are going to get much tighter. You're going to start seeing Trump moving farther forward when the actual debate occurs in roughly 2 weeks. Hillary Clinton will not have anything shielding her false narratives, other people in front of her, her functionaries trying to act to protect her. It's going to be head-to-head Trump versus Clinton, and she's going to lose big time. And when that happens, you're going to start seeing the election cycle moving further forward. The majority, 49% over 29% of independent voters are voting already for Trump. Trump is filling stadia and having tons of people outside. His campaign is moving at a high energy pace rate across the country. Hillary cannot keep up. This is going to get more and more intense. And of course, the globalists and the people on the other side are going to resort to really extreme things like terrorism, major voter fraud, one or another type of catastrophe they're going to try to foist on the public so they can either preempt the elections or have a third term of Obama or some form of martial law. So don't be surprised if anything happens to preempt the rise of President Trump. And that needs, we need to address him as President Trump, because what they're trying to do is steal the election away from him. He is a natural alternative that's a, if you want to call it a founding father type, a refounding father type, literally given to us by God to rebuild this nation. And if we don't support him, and again, he's not perfect, but he can surround himself, if we pray and support the right type of advisors to him, he'll move forward with policies. And when I've seen his policy statement so far, I can't dispute them. Even his policy with dealing with the, quote, people left over after he gets rid of all the criminal illegals, they don't get citizenship. They don't think they have to, quote, leave the country. What they have to do is keep their nose clean, pay all their taxes, etc., and apply like anybody else and not get ahead of the line because they just have to be still living in the country. They have to make certain to we have voter IDs so that nobody illegal can vote in this election or any future elections. Just because they happen to live in the country doesn't mean they get rights. So that needs to happen, and we need to move forward. When we come back in hour two, our Health and Wellness Hour, we'll have some remarkable technologies for you. Hour number three is Jonathan Gray. Coming up tomorrow, Leo Lyons Agami in Rome, and much more. Amazing new guests. We're working on trying to get Roger Stone back on the program. Talk to Harley about it as well. We need your prayers and your support. We really thank you for your support during this remarkable 7 for Heaven sale. 7% on top of free shipping, on top of previous sale prices. Thank you. God bless you out there for supporting Nutramedical Report. We'll be back in a moment.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-3300.
5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.